David Pfeiffer, our last guest, is online. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. I just thought we'd get an update on your thoughts, your current thoughts, 24 hours out from acceptance time for I Thought So. What are you thinking at this stage, mate?
Look, at this stage, we're going to accept. We're down low on the ballot. I said there's big noms to the race, but it's an 18-horse field. The horse worked very good last week. Corey Brown came out and galloped him last Wednesday and was very pleased with his work. So we feel we're heading in the right direction to head towards a race like this. You know, there's a lot of quality runners in the race, and we feel that we are one of them. But there are a lot of horses there that have proven themselves, and I suppose this being a race that can lead people into the Stradbroke is a stepping stone for not just ourselves, but a lot of other horses that want to try and sneak in the Stradbroke on a light weight if need be.
You want three to come out, don't you? Three to come out.
Look, quietly, I'm confident that we're going to start, but I dare say there's probably plenty of people that wouldn't nominate if they didn't want to head there either.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we'll wait for that. But certainly off that gallop from last week, you're confident that this sort of promising colt is heading in the right direction, because the other day he really did find the line late, didn't he?
He found the line really good. I think we're in probably the part of the track that wasn't really suitable on the day. They ran home in good time. We only got beat by a small margin, but the quality of the horse that we were chasing home on the day was solid class, and a few of them in this race on Saturday. I think on the day there at Gold Coast, you had to be up near the pace and also close to the fence, and we never seen either part of that. So I was very pleased with his run. He's had a couple of antics that we've had to overcome in the past, but Corey seems to be a good match for him, and hopefully we can get the right run on the weekend.
Yep, you can get in there. You got a couple down at Kembla today, mate. What's the best of those chances?
Well, first one's a two-year-old colt. Mm-hmm. I mean, first start, a couple of very nice trials. Horse that's been promising in the stables. I think he's going to be a better three-year-old more than anything, but a very nice horse that's only new to my stable. But Blake Shim was very pleased with his two trials and was happy to partner him heading down to Kembla.
Okay, so that's Colonel Jackson, race two, number six. And what have you got, another one there, race five?
Yeah, Pella Theronius. I was really hoping for all that rain that was predicted to come because this horse absolutely swims. And even though we've still got a bit of a soft track, he'll still be competitive. But the wetter better for this horse. He loves a wet track, but he's also going to be better suited when he gets up over a bit more of a trip. But I do expect him to be maybe filling up the placings or been thereabouts. The horse is working good, looks great. His trials have been very promising. And, like I said, I was hoping for that rain to come, but it didn't come. But I'm still confident that he can be thereabouts in the finish.
Righto, and that other one's race five, number four. Good on you, Dave. We'll see what happens with that final field tomorrow with I Thought So. Crossing the fingers you get there, mate.
All right. Thanks very much.